From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. The benefits of creative expression when it comes to processing emotions is well documented, particularly when it comes to writing. And those who have ever had a diary or kept a journal can probably attest to the cathartic power of putting words to paper. However, this practice doesn't just provide a temporary outlet for our feelings. It can also help us work through deeper trauma, which is exactly what author and poet Josephine Jones will be exploring in 6 upcoming workshops with The Cabin. And she's joining us now to talk more. Josephine, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Gemma. It's great to be here.
So can you start off by telling us a little bit about the workshops that you'll be hosting in April?
Yes, we're going to meet for 4 Thursday evenings for 2 hours for a relaxed pace with some intense expressive writing involved, but we'll also be finding other ways to balance trauma and manage chronic pain and as we work together. So it will be a nice time to get to know other people who have similar issues, I think, every evening in this spring.
Mm-hmm. So for those who may not be familiar with it, what is expressive writing?
Expressive writing is expressing your thoughts and feelings without any filter or any fear of what someone reading this might think of your thoughts or your trauma. So it's completely free. Focused expressive writing, which is the version that has gotten a lot of positive returns in research, is really focusing on a trauma or a chronic pain issue and exploring it from several angles, if you will, with the hope that it'll come together at the end in a more coherent story. These events and conditions are often fragmenting to our consciousness, and we don't understand how everything looks maybe to another person. We're all lost in our own feelings and thoughts. And seeing them on paper helps sort out, oh, this is something that if a friend were saying it about herself, I would say, don't be so hard on yourself about this. Or you can just see things differently on paper, more clearly, I think.
So how would you say this form of writing is different maybe from others?
Well, first of all, there's no audience. They've done tests with this writing where you can do it and never even look at it again yourself. So it's writing without a reader. It's writing to get to the truth of what you know. I know as a young poet, I wanted to be understood by others. And as I've gotten, let's say, more seasoned, I have been seeking to understand what I know through my writing. So I'm not saying the writing could never have an audience, but in our work together, it will be completely private and it'll be for the process of getting at what's inside you and kind of hidden from you sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So you yourself, you have dealt with a lot of pain management throughout your life. In fact, you've written a book, it's called Sane in Pain. And it provides tools to help people cope with their own difficulties. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, my unique offering, and I believe every human being has one, is that before I go into any traumatic experience to reflect on it or write about it, I always get myself in what I call a wholesome state of mind by finding something. It could be completely neutral. It could just be the light coming in a window or seeing a tree and recognizing its beauty and majesty. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it's something that is okay. And when your nervous system is constantly telling you through pain messaging, you are not okay, you are not okay, the world is not okay, and you're not safe in it, it's very hard sometimes to push that back. But I found this practice of finding something that is just okay or wholesome, focusing on it, writing about it for a few minutes, rewriting to discover and describe it, helps you get in a state of mind, then to go into the trauma or pain. And then when we come back out, we will revisit that wholesome moment as well. So that's one thing. Other things that we'll do will involve learning how to stop stressful negative self-talk through a writing exercise, for example. But the expressive writing is itself 20-minute sessions. We'll do four of those, and then we'll work with some of that writing afterward in weeks 5 and 6.
And I understand you'll be using Dr. Penbaker's model to practice guided written exercises during the workshop. Can you tell us a bit about that or exactly what this model is?
This model is one of the most tested alternative therapies in the world, and it keeps coming up as a good one. You can find it online easily. Just put in expressive writing, Pennebaker, and Psychology Today, and that will probably get you to some version of those exercises. And they have you look at this traumatic event or this painful situation very deeply. They ask you to self-evaluate how your writing went, how honest you felt you were, how close you felt you got to the truth. And then I'll also be asking participants to pick any indicator in their lives. You know, is it the amount of pain medication you take or the amount of time you spend awake at night dealing with your pain or whatever? Some indicator before we start this intervention together and then afterwards so that each person can see for him or herself how it's helping.
So how can writing or at least writing like this really improve your health? Is this process, in your opinion, as effective as therapy might be?
I believe each individual is different. And I kind of have a 30% rule. If I get a pain relieving pill or substance or approach, I'm going to try it and see if I'm going to get at least 30% relief from that. And I think each person is different. They find that the more hostile and out of touch you are with your feelings. And so men do a little bit better in the metrics for expressive writing. It really seems to help men who, and I can fall into this category too. I don't know what I'm feeling. And so that seems to be in the research, the most apt group for it, perhaps. I find it's just a natural relief for me when I feel overwhelmed to just start writing and start talking about how I'm thinking and feeling so that I can see it more clearly. And then I can respond to what's going on in the present without being shaded by whatever this trauma or chronic condition might bring to my now.
How often would you say you have to write in order to experience the benefits of this exercise?
That's been very carefully tested, and you need to do 4 focused expressive writing sessions of 20 minutes each and on consecutive days or consecutive weeks, which is what we'll be doing. I found when I first started doing this, I filled little notebooks. I had a lot of work and a lot to do there. And now I pull it out when I'm not coping well. I'm upset by something and I can't see my way through it. I carefully document any intervention, such as physical therapy, that I take on to find out how is it really making me feel. So it's a way just of getting to know yourself well, I think.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk to us today. We've been talking with author Josephine Jones about the role expressive writing can play in healing trauma and pain. She'll be hosting 6 workshops on expressive writing starting next month on April 4th. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.